Deb Mexicott will continue to serve as president of the Ann Arbor School Board, with Christine Stad remaining vice president as well. The board, however, did make a few changes. The Youth Senate will no longer serve as an association delivering reports at each meeting. Mexicott says the board is looking to get reports from more diverse student groups instead of relying so heavily on the Youth Senate.
We have other strong constituencies as well, along with our student governments, our living learning communities, some of our student organizations, some of our programmatic entities such as Rising Scholars. And so I think that it's really about setting the table more broadly for youth voice, understanding that the Youth Senate is still an important part of that, just not an association in the same way that they may have been in the past.
The board also voted 5-2 to require a majority of board members to vote in favor of an item for it to be put on the agenda calendar. Board member Simone Lightfoot says the change will stifle discussion on controversial issues that the board already rarely discusses.
It comes across very punitive to a couple of the trustees, the two sitting African-American trustees on the board, for us to continue to say there's a problem and to have our other colleagues say there's no problem, we don't see a problem. Therein lies a problem. So this is a challenge, for us as a board, in my view, but it won't curtail our voices. It won't curtail the issues that need to be brought forth.
Supporters of the change say it will give an equal process for all members to get items on the agenda, and it will assure the top issues will be considered by the board. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.